Hello, Taylor County. I'm Alex Renneman with Unleashed Tiger, and I'm here with Melissa Knotts, who's running for the Board of Education out of the Western District. Melissa, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, Alex. How are you today?
I am great. Let's just get started. So can you share a little about your background and what's motivating you to run for the Board of Education?
Well, my background, I've lived in Taylor County for quite a few years, built a house out in the Midland area in the 90s at some point. And I have three children that have went through the Taylor County school system. One is still at the high school, and two have moved on into their adulthood. One has has graduated from her master's degree in speech language pathology. She is employed. I have one at Fairmont State University right now, studying accounting, and I have one at the high school still. That's a little bit about my family. My background, I have been employed in the training and development area, or I guess you could say business, for probably 25 plus years. I enjoy lifelong learning. I assist in leadership development, functional training. I basically have dedicated my life to making people the best they can be, to be able to perform the best they can be, and be able to reach their goals with their employment and their careers. And I just enjoy getting with people and trying to assist them in meeting their goals in life. So I've also enjoyed being on the Board of Education. I have spent quite a number of years on the Board of Education, and I have seen a lot of changes in the county, a lot of changes in the system, a lot of positives. And I like to say I have helped move the county maybe through some difficult times. And I would still like to try to do that. We have seen some improvements, and I've assisted and been on the board with some improvements in facilities and helped our staff and listened to our staff. And I feel that I have a lot more to do for positive impact in the county. I just really enjoy being able to get in there and work in the county, and public service has pretty much been my lifelong dedication that I've had, whether it be my full-time job or something that I'm doing with the Board of Education. So I did take a short break. One year, I decided not to run for my seat. I did have people reach out to me a few years later and ask if I would consider running again. And honestly, I missed it. I missed serving. I missed serving the public. And so I decided to go for it again. And I was lucky and blessed enough. This county voted me in at that point, and I've served the last 4 years. So I've enjoyed it.
Great. Well, what do you see as the primary responsibilities of the Board of Education?
Well, there's quite a few. The number one is taking care of our students. That would be student achievement, ensuring that every student meets their learning goals, whether it be from preschool clear to graduation. That is the number one goal of the Board of Education, is educating our students. I would say to be able to educate your students and meet that number one goal and basically make them successful adults in the future. From the time they set foot in the preschool through graduation, it should be preparing those kids to become successful adults into society, or no matter what they would like to do once they get to high school. They start thinking about that, obviously. Preschool kids tend to try to say they want to be doctors and lawyers and all of that. But once they get to high school, they start trying to decide what they want to do. So providing all of those different pathways and opportunities for the kids to say, this is where I want to go when I graduate. And that can be anything from college to trade school to military, just anything at all. We should be able to provide them those opportunities and how to get there, and show them those pathways to get there and provide that opportunities to them. But before we can do that, we have to take care of our county. We have to take care of our staff. We have to look at trying to recruit and hire the best staff we can have after they are hired and they're on board. It's not over. We have to continue to take care of our staff and even provide them learning opportunities, because I believe that learning is lifelong. So just because, I get a full-time job somewhere, we still have things we can learn. We still want development, right? And we have a lot of staff that ask for development. And so every year we look into that. So that's the second thing we need to take care of. And then another issue, one of the big things that the Board of Education should definitely be responsible for is funding. Without the funding, we can't give our students what they need. And even opportunities of, you know, there's things with needs and wishes and all of that, but facilities, you know, we've been able to provide our kids things in this county that for sports, for music, for extracurricular. So funding and budget, those are big issues. And safety. Safety would be another big issue that I feel is also a number one thing for the Board of Education. Making policy, implementing guidelines, following the state policies and codes, which is very difficult because they change all the time from the legislature. But that's always one thing that a board member and a Board of Education should stay on top of, which we rely on our superintendent heavily for that, to make sure they're steering at, that we're not going, you know, off course at all, and to keep us updated and send us updates from the state on things. So those are just some of the things that the Board of Education does, but really looking out for our students and making sure everything is there for our kids.
So how would you measure success as a board member then?
A lot of ways. Are our kids happy? Are our kids meeting state requirements for learning? Are they, like when I mentioned student achievement, we measure success in the classroom through state testing, but you know, I have kids and sometimes testing isn't always the way to make sure that they're successful. You can have kids that you can always give tests and they're going to score 100%. You know what I mean? They're going to score higher scores, but then there are some kids that can be successful in life and you have to measure in different ways. Are they happy? Are they able to, you know, graduation rates, look at the graduation rates, look at our dropout rates. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can measure success. Not just one way. We shouldn't put all of our eggs in one basket per se and look at just test scores, because students can be successful and achieve in many different manners and in many different ways. One of the ways I like to say, are we achieving, is what are we offering our kids? What are we offering them when they graduate? Are we able to provide them differing opportunities, because every child is different? Again, even when they're in school, are we able to provide them opportunities in school? I always ask all the kids when we see them and talk with them, if they come to the board meetings for successes, like Math Field Day, what are you involved in school? Are there things that you'd like to be more involved in school? Are there things we're not offering you that you would like to see offered? Dual college courses, things like that, AP classes, or are there classes like welding? Are there anything like that that you're interested in? Those are a lot of things that we can look at and measure how students are enjoying school. Are they making the grade? Are they coming to school every day? There's certain things that you can look at to see how successful are we as a county. If your attendance rate is high, and your dropout rates are high, if your kids aren't coming to school every day, why aren't they coming to school every day? What are the reasons why? Look into those situations, look into those reasons and see. Lots of different ways you can measure success when it comes to education, but basically getting our kids to 12th grade, getting them to walk across that stage, hand them their diploma, and send them off being successful adults and things that they choose to do and be successful is something that I see as a huge measurement tool.
Makes sense. So you may have already touched on this a little bit, but what specific actions or initiatives would you prioritize to enhance the quality of education in our county if you're elected to board membership?
So repeat that. Let me make sure I have that down.
What actions or initiatives that you want to prioritize if you're reelected to come in and implement with the board this year or in this term?
Well, I already mentioned safety. We have been really working on safety in our schools. We have a lot of things that we've done in the last couple of years. We have hit some roadblocks, right? We're trying to hire some more school resource officers. We have hit roadblocks with that a little bit. We've been trying to work with our county. We are a very small county. It's very understandable that we don't have a lot of resources, right, in our county to be able to set aside so many officers to come into our school. So I'm looking into that. We've also purchased and spent a lot of funding on some other safety initiatives, such as some metal detectors, which a lot of people don't even know we have because they're really cool, Alex. You can't really tell they're metal detectors, you know? You don't really want your kids coming into school and feeling like, you know, they're in some sort of lockdown or some sort of scary place. So we bought these really cool, I don't know if you've seen them. They're like, they look like they're round and you can put really pretty decorative sleeves over them to make the kids look like if it's Christmas or it's Halloween. So we've looked into a lot of different, as a board member, I've been served on boards that we've done this, looked into a lot of different unique ways to keep our kids safe. And I think that's always going to be a number one initiative for me as a board member. It always has been. Every time I've talked to you, every time I've been trying to get elected to the board, number one thing for me or one of the top initiatives for me is safety of our staff and safety of our kids. And I'll never apologize for trying to keep all of our kids and all of our staff safe. So that's one of the number one things. Again, I said student achievement. I noticed that we had one of our principals stated that a lot of the kids are bringing ideas to us on things that they would like to see. So some of the classes from the colleges that they're looking at taking, like dual enrollment, those types of things, early on, we only had a few of those types of classes. Now we are looking at growing that curriculum for kids to have more opportunities to take those types of classes. Going into collaboration with some of the work, some of the businesses around to give some sort of mentoring opportunities to kids, being able to get them out into those businesses, getting out into the hospitals and doing internships, those types of things, getting them on their feet on the ground, getting them thinking about their future. Those are things that really excite me, looking at what their skills are, could be their competencies when they start getting into high school, things that they want to do when they get out of school. I think the days are over of just get you to graduation, get you to graduation. Yes, we got to get you to graduation. We got to get you to walk across that stage, but we want to make successful adults. So those are some initiatives that I'm looking forward to. Also some maintenance and some facility additions as well. We have put and been on quite a few boards that have assisted with this new air conditioning in our schools. We've put some new seats in some of the in the middle school. We've done some additions to our gymnasium there, our auditorium. We've done some getting ready to do some things. We've dedicated some funding towards the baseball field, which is a really hard decision to do, those types of funding. But we were able to, you know, work with our financial, I guess, consultant at the board office. And we're in a good place to do some of those things and give back to our kids. And so those are just some things. I've always been a big, and I'm really, if I get elected again, I'd really like to start working towards doing this, seeing if we can start putting some money into our auditorium at the high school. I mean, I would like to see us have all new seats in the high school, just like we just did at the middle school. We've purchased some band uniforms, just really giving back to our kids. And I guess I can say supplementing their education by some extracurricular activities, which helps them learn every day, gets them excited to be at school.
Okay, so if we take it out on the larger scale or the macro and say, what is your vision for the future of education in Taylor County? And then the side question that is what are some of those tangible outcomes that you would hope to achieve in that vision?
Well, a lot of what I just said, tangible outcomes. What are our kids doing when they graduate? Where are they headed? How are we making successful adults? How are we making successful children? That's the end result, educating our kids, keeping our staff motivated, keeping our staff, like I said, giving them as much professional development as we can, and providing our kids the opportunity to come to school every day, wanting them to want to come to school. We still battle that every day. How do we keep our kids wanting to come to school? Making it an exciting environment, giving them opportunities while they're there. Sometimes I get really sad if I talk to kids and I'll ask them, are you in any extracurricular activities? What do you do at school? Obviously, we're there for education. That's the number one thing we're there for. But there's a lot more. There's that social aspect to school. We all know it. We all enjoy it, right? And there are a lot of kids that don't participate in anything extracurricular. And it makes me sad when you ask children, what do you do? What do you do? What are some of the extra things that you're doing in school, whether it be FBLA, whether it be sports, it could be our debate team, it could be whatever. There's so many things that you can do. I think we just started. We had a teacher come to us. They started a, I don't know if like a bike racing club where they're competing. That's something brand new. And that just really, I was really excited when they came to the board and explained that they were offering that. And I don't know if I've got the name of it right, but it's a club where they compete by, so it's mountain biking. That's what it is, Alex. It's mountain biking. And so I was really excited because they're really thinking out of the box of things to bring to the kids. When I was in school, we never had mountain biking, I don't think, right? And those are just some ex get your kids involved, get them those activities. We know that education is at the forefront, and that's what we should be focused on. But we have to provide them reasons to be happy in school. And I've always been a proponent of how many activities can we provide? We cannot provide them enough, in my opinion, to be able to keep them coming to school.
Yeah,
So,
that makes sense. So, our community is full of opportunities and
yep.
challenges, and but so let's shift to that, to the conversation to that, and let's start with challenges. I mean, what do you believe is the most pressing educational issue facing our county today, and how might you address it?
The biggest educational issue today. Does it have to be, can it be an impact? And what
Sure.
could be impacting education?
Absolutely.
I think one of the biggest issues we're dealing with right now is vaping. One of the biggest issues that's impacting our education system is keeping those vapes out of our school. It's really unbelievable to me how many kids are vaping and how many are bringing them into our school. I don't know how the children and how the kids, and this is not just high school, this is also middle school. And I think that we need to do a little bit of a better job of educating our parents because the parents sometimes are really shocked that their kids are vaping. And I think that's one thing we need to really focus on is educating our parents that we have a serious problem in our schools right now with vaping, and our kids are getting a hold of these vapes, and it is impacting their education. When they leave class to go to the bathroom to be able to vape, they are not learning. And when they are concerned with being caught with a vape, or they're passing it off to a friend to keep from getting, you know what I mean? They're not concentrating on school. So to me, that's a huge issue right now with our education system here in Taylor County. I would guess that we are not the only county in West Virginia that's dealing with this, but it is really bad in Taylor County. And I feel that in the next year, you know, next year going into summer, we need to start thinking of how are we going to reach out to our parents and let them know really how, what's of a serious issue that we have here, and reach out to maybe some other constituents in the county to try to get our help. We haven't been able to figure out how our children are getting a hold of them, and who's purchasing these vapes for them. But it is a pretty serious problem that I want to get a better handle on. And I can tell you that I'm not going to speak for a lot of the other board members, but I can tell you the rest of the board right now, we all feel the same way. And so that's going to be something that we have to tackle and tackle pretty quick here in the next few months.
Yeah. Well, what about on the opportunity side? What's maybe our greatest opportunity for us in education here in the county?
Our greatest opportunity in our county for education. Well, really the sky is the limit. I feel that we offer a really good curriculum for a lot of our kids when it comes to being able to, whether they want to go into some sort of nursing. I saw the other day, we have a forensic science class. We have, I know, computer classes that, you know, our kids can get into. We have clubs like, you know, FBLA that provides our kids the opportunity for speaking skills and public speaking. We have we have Mr. Taylor doing a lot of the different, you know, science clubs. He's doing some chess. I mean, there's just so many different opportunities that can supplement our learning here in Taylor County. We have a lot of, basically our staff. I believe we have some of the best staff in the state of West Virginia that's sitting right here in Taylor County. They're dedicated and they want to see our students succeed. Are we having issues with staffing? We are, and so is every county in West Virginia. But we stay on top of that, and we try to recruit the best that we can. And that is actually comes from the board office. So those are some things that we're looking at too.
Makes sense. So, you know, you mentioned earlier about engaging with the community. So how would you plan as a board member, or what have you seen successful on the board, in engaging parents and teachers and students and others to ensure their voices are heard and incorporated into your decision-making as a board member?
Outreach. We have a lot of outreach. You know, we look at our levy that we're trying to pass now. We are doing a lot of outreach. We have empowered our superintendent to do a lot of outreach for our levy. We want to hear their voices. We often, and this should continue, and if I'm elected, I will ensure that it continues, that we have open board meetings for the community to come in and provide their input. We recently have just had quite a few school calendar meetings where we've invited parents in to say, what would you like to see for the school calendar? I've been a huge proponent to also continue to allow our staff voice into those calendars. And basically they're the ones that do the job. They're the ones that come in every day. They're the ones that teach our students. They're the ones that know when during the year do you feel not just the students need a break, but when do the teachers need a break? So basically it's outreach, and it's listening to your constituents. It's listening to your county, listening to your parents, and allowing them those opportunities to speak and have input in where the county goes with our education system.
Great. You know, we're almost finished. There's a couple more questions, and I love this one. It's a little more on the lighter side. Can you share a favorite memory or moment that reflects what you love about our community?
That's interesting. Oh yeah. I would say my most favorite moments would have to be when the Board of Education and the City Council and the Taylor County Commission and all of the community comes together every year to try to make our Memorial Day weekend the best festivities that we can provide, because everybody gets involved in that. And they also, that we see our school's children get involved every year. And we have the writing, the contest, the contest for this, where the students might write, you know, what Memorial Day means to them, and they get judged, and you know, all of the celebrations that we have around Memorial Day. because everybody gets involved. And I think that is probably one of the most memorable, I guess I can't speak, Alex, probably one of the memories that I hold near and dear to my heart, because everybody gets involved and it's a teaching moment for our kids. It is a big teaching moment for our kids.
Yep, for sure. So as is customary on this program, we give the candidate the last word. What message do you want to leave with the voters?
If you vote for me for re-election to the Taylor County Board of Education, I will promise you that all of the things that I've talked about today that I feel are like the top three or the top four initiatives for me, I will continue to have those as and work and strive to keep those as my top priorities. I am not one that goes out on the campaign trail and say, this is something that I'm going to make top priority, and then when I'm elected, let it go. I think you can look back over the last few years. For me, I do have a track record of when I say something, I mean it. Do I always vote and always make everyone happy? No. And I think that's one of the most difficult things for me. I also like to try to make as many people happy as I can when I'm looking at an issue. But when you're in a position like this, not everybody's going to be happy with everything that you decide to do. However, I will promise every single voter that I will do my research. I have done my research in the past. I will talk with people. I will talk with our staff. I will talk with parents and other constituents in the county to try to make the best decision as I possibly can for this county and for our education system.
All right, Melissa Knotts.
And I believe that if you do your research, you will find that that's exactly how I operate. So.
All right, perfect. Melissa Knotts running for Taylor County Board of Education out of the Western District. Melissa, thanks for coming on the program and good luck with the election.
Thank you, Alex. Have a good evening.
Thanks, you too.